Ella is my name, and knowing very little about rugby is my game. But that is why I am right here in Loftus Versfeld in Pretoria to learn from the Vodacom Bulls themselves, so that one day soon I can be as much of an expert as my husband already thinks he is. So I'm sitting here in the stand for Joey Mongala. Joey, I don't know if you know, I don't know a lot about rugby, but there's one thing I want to know, ne? What does a defense coach do that a coach doesn't do?
Yo, that's a great question, Eloise. I'll take you to the kitchen, if that's a place you're comfortable with.
Yeah, I love the kitchen.
So if you can think about a head chef who goes out and he presents the food to all the fancy people and does that stuff. So he's in charge of the whole kitchen. Mm-hmm. And myself, I'd be like an assistant chef. So maybe I'm just in charge of chopping the potatoes and that sort of thing. Say that again.
Sous chef.
Wow.
Under chef. It's French. It's fancy.
You've just taught me something. Sous chef.
Yes.
Exactly. So I'm the sous chef and he's the head chef. That's how it works. I've just got to worry about guys not scoring points against us, but he's got to worry about the whole picture.
Oh, okay. So if I'm looking now, what does it take to be a good defender? Like, is it your boots? What is it that you know and that you try to bring out of the players?
Sure. The boots will help. If you've got fancy boots, then you better tackle well, you see, because people are going to see you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's maybe a matter of the heart. So you've got to want to tackle. That's the first part. So that's important. Then secondly, there's a second level of understanding. So I'd say maybe it's a heart matter and an academic matter is how I'd put it together.
But now here's the thing. When I watch a game, it looks like painful, man. Why would I run and try and tackle somebody that's 125 kilograms?
Sure. Tell me something. What they often do, I think they go draw their bank slip to see how much they earn.
Mm.
And then that just reminds them, you see, that the pain is worth it. Understand.
I like how you inspire people. Mm. It's the amount of notes after the comma, ne?
You've nailed it.
Okay. So now, when you have a game coming on, you were talking about kitchens and goeters, ne? Like, do you have a plan for your game? Or do you just pitch up on the field and go, yeah, we'll kick the ball there, we'll run there, we'll tackle this? How does that whole thing work?
Sure. So by us, I'm going to take you back to the kitchen.
Yes.
It's like when you're baking a cake. The fundamentals stay the same. You bake whatever baking takes, whatever your normal standard looks the same, but the topping is often different, you know. Not that I know, but it's often different. So it's similar with the game plan. We start with the basic stuff that's always there, but then the topping always looks slightly different depending on who's eating the cake or who the opposition is.
So do you watch to see what kind of way other people play and then do you adjust? Or do you have like a standard, this is what the Vodacom Bulls play like and this is what they're known for, this is their strengths and they're going to stick to that? Or do you like improvise a little bit?
So yes, it is about 80-20 mix. So 80% the Vodacom Bulls have an identity, we do what we do. But then again, there's a 20% mix based on who's coming to dinner, you see. So if you know it's this certain person, you want to give them this sort of food, if that makes sense. Back to the kitchen example.
So Joey, my head is buzzing a little bit with this chef, under chef, over chef business. Like, how does this coaching thing work, ne? Do you stay in your lane as the defense coach? Do you want to have the chance to be the head coach? Or like, how does this whole coaching level thing, how does it work?
You get a generalist, yes, and you get a specialist. So some head coaches have been head coaches through the age ranks, like Jake White is a great example. S under 20 coach, Springbok coach, whoever has been a head coach. And then you get a generalist who becomes a specialist. So like a Jock Nienaber, who was the defense coach for all of his life, is now the Springbok head coach. So it's possible to go between the two, but there hasn't been many who've gone from head coaching to assistant coaching.
Oh, yeah, because that's like a little bit of a step.
Yeah, and I think you need a certain type of personality to be a head coach as well.
No,
yeah.
for sure. Mm. So I'm really interested to know, like, what do you do when things go wrong? How do you adapt to change?
Ooh, change is not easy to start off with. Let's say that. It's similar to some marriages. Yes. They can be difficult, you see. So I think for me to understand what's our normal now and then move over to something has happened, what's the new normal? So the quicker we can transition from understanding this was our normal, something happened, and now there's a new normal, the quicker that transition can happen, the better the change.
Can you see a change coming? Or would you say you are better with dealing with quick change or with a process of change?
Yeah, unfortunately, the 80 minutes goes by really quickly, so we don't really have time to do the process of change. Yeah. That we can do on Monday in a review, you know, when we look at the video again. But in the moment, we have to be able to adapt and change in the moment.
Sure. Now, I want to know, now, after all this time of coaching the various players that have come through, what is the biggest lesson that this beautiful game has taught you and that you can use in the game of life?
The biggest lesson I've learned is happy wife, happy life. So that means something has to be going well in order for all of us to enjoy ourselves. So similar in rugby, that if we can create a good environment and people are happy, then the team should be do well as well.
Hey, Joey, like you took me to the kitchen with our chat. I wasn't expecting that, but I'm so grateful because now I can take all of what you taught me and take it back to my family and especially my husband. I'm going to tackle him in the best way possible. And I'm telling, hey, go speak to Joey. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Hey, Louise, it was a joy to chat to you.
Thank you so much, Joey. And thanks to you for watching as well. Please join me again next time for more life lessons from the field. Made just for you by Bright Rock. Keep loving change. Tot weer ziens.